again, the one and only Britain's top stand-up comedian, Mr. Alan Carr. Here he is.
Thank you.
Come on in, Alan.
You really think I am Britain's top?
Oh the number one.
Oh,
without
you're
a doubt.
The funniest man on television.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Now, how are you?
Was you pulling the face there?
No. That's my face, you cheeky bastard. How are you?
Very good. I've got my Uggs on.
Now, I saw that. Nice. Now, are they boy Uggs or girls Uggs?
They're boy Uggs.
Because I've got a pair of boy Uggs.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Well, the girl ones are the ones with little baubles hanging off the top.
Oh, are they? So mine
are black with a big buckle on the side.
Oh, very butch.
Oh, yeah.
I went for those.
Tina.
And?
I asked for a kitten heel.
Oh.
Alan, Tina is famously vocal about boys.
You say boys can't wear Uggs.
I don't like them on men. I don't think men should
wear. What
about
Joey Essex? He looks great in them.
Yeah. Oh, no. I don't care who you are. I don't think they look good on men.
But what about Alan? Look at them on Alan. Look.
Yeah, they look like my ones, though. Are they the man ones?
They are the man ones. Are people accusing me of cross-dressing?
I apologise for Pirate Dahili here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's like bullying in the workplace, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Tina. You should.
I was embarrassed when I came. I had to unscrew my caliper because I thought I'd be bound to have a go.
Oh, Tina. See what you've done there.
Oh. I quite like my pirate look.
I like it.
I like it.
I think it's a great look.
All right.
That's why we were celebrating
it. Yeah.
It's one up from a frosted lens, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, Alan. Are you ever in a bad mood?
Oh, what?
I bet you have your moments.
Oh, I'm a typical Gemini.
Are you? I was going to say that.
Who was you?
Yeah.
Oh, Mystic Meg in the corner. No, and then I'm like, yeah, and then I get walked over, and then I just snap, and then you look like a complete freak. Oh, do you know what I mean? I'm just like, someone will say, do you want sugar? Say, jelly! You know, but you build it up for weeks, and then you explode like a volcano.
You had one of them the other day. Do you remember in Manchester?
I did. Do you know what? I was thinking about this over the weekend, and, you know, I had an outburst to some people, and you know, and I apologised a million times afterwards, but you know now that they will always go, oh, Chris Moyles. I've got a story
about
him. Story.
Yeah, you snapped.
And
yeah.
There's nothing I can do. And I literally exploded these people. Oh, I even kicked the floor.
Outside
God
a lift.
God's sake! Like that.
Oh, no.
Which is so not like me.
No.
I was so tired. You missed it.
It was a tantrum.
Do you know the worst thing about it, Alan?
It was
with a film crew for Blue Peter.
Yeah.
It was
brilliant.
No.
It's like having a row with Santa Claus.
But you know what? You didn't even say anything. You just sort of, you stamped your feet and you just went, like that. Yeah. It wasn't even a word. It was,
and you just know behind really his back bad. They're all mouthing violent. It's because he drinks.
Yeah. Oh, I felt really bad. I got
angry once and pushed over a trestle table.
Did you?
Hang on a sec. Before you do that, I'm going to switch the webcams on. Are you ready?
Mm.
Let's switch the webcams on. Hi, webcam viewers. Now we're on. And look, everyone, it's Alan Carr. Look, there's...
You know what? Can I just say, I hate webcams.
Oh, right, brilliant.
No.
I can see, because you're kind of flicking the Vs.
No, I was not.
You were doing that.
No. Well, you know I do a Radio 2 show, I know.
I've never been invited on.
Well, it's not... You don't invite people on, it's just me and Melanie Sykes for a pile of records.
You've been on my show loads of times. Never once.
I don't have people on.
Oh, you could invite me on, then.
Always getting angry again. It's like that Blue Peter. Blue Peter. Oh my, it's Blue Peter Gate. And Mel forgets there is a webcam in there.
Oh, no.
So she comes in and she goes, Alan, what do you think of me new bra?
Oh.
Like, pulls her top.
Invite me in as a guest.
I know. Well, the webcam, there was steam coming off of it. Oh, you can imagine, can't you? But I keep saying that people can see.
Yeah.
And you know when you're like, you get like a boring caller on and you're like doing that across the throat to get them off.
Mm.
And then you realise they're watching you.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Radio should be radio. That's one of the perks.
I know, but...
I have to have a full face of makeup when I come in here, because I know it's on.
No, you don't.
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
Have you got it on now?
Let's have a look.
Yes.
Oh, you should get your money back.
Have
you really?
No, I haven't.
Right, okay.
What do you think about men with makeup? I know you don't like men wearing Uggs.
If it improves their look, then why not? Not
lip,
too much.
What about lip gloss?
Not lip gloss.
But what if you were with a man who was actually using your powder and stuff and your foundation?
Tanning moisturiser.
Tanning moisturiser is borderline. Yeah, that's
borderline? Wow.
I would have thought that was straight
She's
over the
militant.
Border.
She's militant.
You know, know, men should be men.
What about eyeliner, but eyeliner around an eye patch?
I wonder what you're going to say then. Yeah, around
exactly.
What?
Exactly.
What about false eyelashes on an eye patch? Does that look good?
No.
It's a camp pirate.
What do you, no. What do you think? Jimmy Carr. Jimmy was in the Jimmy was in yesterday, Jimmy Carr.
Yeah.
And Jimmy likes to wear a fair bit of eyeliner when he's on telly, doesn't he?
I know.
Now, I like that. I like that look on him.
Smoky eyes, it's called.
Is that what it is?
Well, I'm making it up.
Oh, smoky eyes.
Smoky eyes.
It's like when you go into those department stores, would you like smoky eyes, sir?
No.
I get that all the time.
And they go... in your face.
10B and H blows in your face.
But no, look at you. Look how happy you are.
Do you reckon I should have eyeliner?
I don't think you need it.
Try it.
Why would you wear eyeliner on the telly?
Well, because I think my eyes are my best feature.
You do?
I do. Right, people often comment on my eyes.
You know, you're wrong. You're wrong, by the way. It's not your best feature.
What's my best feature?
Your smile.
And your personality.
That's what you say to mingers.
No, it's not.
Do you know what? You don't need to be good looking. You've got a great personality. Oh, yes. When you're sitting there having your meal for one in your bed sit, I've got a great personality.
If you did wear eyeliner, and this is a serious question, would you be able to see it properly because you're a glasses wearer? Can you see eyeliner properly if you're wearing glasses?
Right, yes.
Well, no, you'd see it more, wouldn't
would
you?
Do you think it would highlight your eyes?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Alan's got new glasses, haven't you? Are you wearing new glasses?
Yeah, these are new glasses. You know when I'm Alan Carr on the telly? That's my persona.
Yeah.
When I'm off off the screen, I put these because it changes.
But I saw you on This Morning the other week, and me and... Alan and I have a mutual friend who is Lynn, who works for me. Yeah, yeah. And I said, Alan looks different. Alan's done something. Alan looks different. I don't know what it is. He looks different. He looks really well. I don't know what it is. And she went... What do you think it is? I went, has he got new glasses? She goes, yes, he's got new glasses.
Yeah. But you know what? These are weird ones. They're those ones, you know when the sun comes out,
they go dark. Oh, do they tint? Ah.
Yes. But I was on This Morning, they put me near that big window.
Right.
Well, I look like Roy Orbison.
No, you didn't. You look fine.
I was talking to Holly, then it all went dark. Help! Help! I had a panic attack.
No.
I thought I was wearing two of your eye patches.
Oh, Alan.
That's true.
Well, I think you look very well.
Thank you.
And you're all happy.
I'm so happy. I'm looking forward to Christmas to have a break because I've been working so hard. But
Your tour?
Oh, no, yeah.
A long tour?
Long tour. But I was talking to Lee Evans. He did double the size I did. I mean, he must be shattered.
I don't think he likes going home.
No. I mean, it's like Jimmy Carr. He loves it, doesn't he? He loves it.
He's got 240 dates on his next tour.
But you know...
He's got another tour!
Yeah!
But you know,
he's a workaholic. I worry about
him. You know,
him.
Jimmy, that's his job. So his Monday to Friday job, Monday to Monday job is touring. Mm. So he does writing and 8 out of 10 cats and the podcast and whatnot. But his tour kind of starts in January and finishes in December.
Yeah.
But he's actually doing a tour.
I know.
Which starts next April and runs through to 2013 or something.
I saw him the other night. He was brilliant. But he writes and writes. I mean, he never dips the standard. He's a workaholic. He's brilliant. Mm. But I personally, I'm like Kate Bush. You won't see me now for 8 years.
Wow. And then you'll be nominated for Best International. Best Female. Yeah.
Best Female.
Up against Annie Lennox.
So, I might go away and, you know.
What do you mean?
But I wouldn't mind becoming a recluse for a bit.
Really?
So people go, oh, where's he gone?
But isn't that a danger if you do that?
Move to Luton!
But what if people don't say, oh, where's he gone?
Oh. Well, then I'll pop up on Celebrity Coach Trip.
Yeah, that's true. I can fix that for you.
Dave can get you in.
Oh, yeah. You do the voice. Oh,
yeah. I know Brendan. Yeah,
can you pull a few strings?
Of course I can. Would you like to go on there?
Yeah.
You'd be brilliant on there.
Because you know what Brendan's, what I'll be like when I'm older, you know that.
What do you mean, will be like?
When?
I'm just saying.
Cast.
Well, no, you know. Now then, apart from the...
Are you saying I look like Brendan now?
I'm not, you don't just look like him. What? That's not a bad thing, is it? Brendan's a lovely man.
He's a handsome man. He is.
You see, now you're being horrible.
Alan, he's a handsome man, Alan, and
listen,
an icon.
I'm in no place to talk. John Coleshaw's impersonating me on The Impression Show at the moment. I want to kill myself. And he's a mate.
Really? Is that awkward for you when you see him? Does he go, oh, did you see me? Or does he...
Alan, I'll be honest with you, not really, because I haven't seen him.
Oh, is it that bad?
By the way, just sorry, a little aside, was there another one of those sketches last week when we were in Manchester?
Yes.
Now, I haven't seen this one, I heard a few...
Let me give you the premise of the sketch. By the way, I'm not bitter and I can take a joke.
Obviously. Awkward.
The sketch is...
He's going to go... like Blue Peter.
Take that, Shep.
The premise of the sketch is...
Yeah.
So bear in mind, we've known John for 15, 16 years, right?
Yeah.
And the sketch is a woman has her online delivery shopping delivered, and they go, just a few items missing. You know, they try and replace them.
Mm.
So instead of, ham, you've got chicken. Mm. Instead of orange juice, you've got apple juice. Yeah. And instead of a sack of spuds, we've got you Chris Moyles.
Oh, right.
And they wheel me in like Hannibal Lecter, like this, or whatever. And I'm like, that, love. Here I am. You're a bit ropey, but I still would. And I'm like, that's meant to be me. And people go, oh, it does look like you, doesn't it? And I'm like, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah, it is.
If that's what I look like.
But it's what people perceive you as, isn't it? That's the thing as well, that you're some Hannibal Lecter
freak
that should be behind a glass panel.
Right,
and
you're right, Alan.
In solitary.
Keep going.
You do the math.
Which is why I'm proud of you for having such a touched-up cover for your DVD, you know, because you look great. And you should.
Well, someone tweeted me, someone's been on the airbrushing. Well, like, that's where, because it's Spexy Beast, and I don't, believe it or not, have a sparkle on my teeth. That really? Was added.
No way.
It's meant to be a joke. I'm not like...
I like it.
See, that looks nice.
Yeah.
I know, but it's meant to be airbrushed. I know what people would think.
I appreciate that.
Because then they wouldn't put a picture of me looking really fat on the back.
Do you have much fat on your back?
Do you have a fat back?
I went for, like a test where they test how fit you are. Mm.
You did?
Yes. I know it was awful. I'm on that red line, you know, where phone your doctor before you walk up some stairs.
Danger. Oh,
yeah. Danger, that's it, danger. Because, you know, and you try to play innocent, don't you? Oh, what does red mean? You know, as if like... That's great.
Red is good.
And you know they have those pinchers to feel your fat?
Yeah.
Well, I sort of breathed in, because you think they do it from your stomach. Back fat. I had about a yellow pages worth of fat around my back.
Oh, no, Alan.
He had to loosen the screw, you know, for the thing. Honest. It's like a cape.
Oh, it's not.
No, honestly, it's not that.
It got trapped in a door the other day.
No,
it never. Through.
But people love you, though, and that's the main thing, isn't it?
You meant to still say, no, you haven't got back.
Oh, no, that's what we just...
You went, but people love you. See what I'm saying there is.
Let me have a look at your back. Can I have a look?
Yeah,
can I come
around?
Yes. Have a look. Let me do this.
Feel how much back fat I've got.
Well, I might not want to touch it if it's too gross, but...
Now, here.
Where?
Here.
Higher.
Just above the bra.
Is that nice? Do you like my hands?
Oh, that's nice. You've got... Oh, what do they say? Warm heart... What? Warm cans.
Warm cans?
Warm cans.
Not warm cans.
Warm cans.
Warm hands. Warm cans.
Hey, can't cook, won't cook.
You feel good, though.
Really?
I like it,
it's
nice.
It's great ratio, isn't it?
No, not on my boobs. I hate them.
Don't touch them. More than a handful's away.
What's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's not comfortable.
Show overboard.
Yeah.
I'm doing my asterisks. How's my back?
Back in the room.
Let's feel.
Hang on.
Sorry.
Come on,
we
can't hear you properly.
You ain't got any back fat.
Hell no! Hey!
Because it's travelled all round the front.
Oh!
Only joking.
Ow. Right, you're off my Christmas list.
You're never on mine. No, I'm joking.
I miss you. I haven't seen you socially for a long time.
Oh, you always say this, but I'm so busy. I don't have any friends.
But you never ring me. You know, you never go, let's go out.
I don't have time to ring you.
Oh, shush.
Do you know, I'm so busy. Yeah, my house has sprung a leak, downstairs.
Oh, are we
That's the worst place to have a leak.
Yeah, no, it's not a euphemism. It is my house.
Right, we'll check it.
I'm coming. It's not embarrassing bodies. I've sprung a leak downstairs.
Oh.
And I've got back fat.
No one goes on embarrassing bodies with a...
Oh, there's Alan's leak.
Do you know what? If I could do that, that would be a luxury. But because I haven't been in my house,
right,
for a plumber to call,
right,
I haven't got running water.
Well,
it's like a third world country.
Do you want me to sort that out for you?
Oh, do you know a plumber?
I can sort that out.
Oh, can you?
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
So, I'll have some around tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Of course I can.
Isn't that nice?
Seriously?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is he a good plumber?
No, he's rubbish.
That's why he's available.
Yeah.
If he was any good, he'd be working.
Exactly. That's the trouble, isn't it? Finding a good plumber. And I don't like those ones, you know what I mean, when they say, oh, can you go upstairs and make a cup of tea? Then when you're in there, they go through your things.
Mm. You have the kettle in the bedroom?
Mm. Well, like I said, it's a bedsit.
Right.
When I say kettle, the tea's made.
Hang on. Have you got a split-level bedsit?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's like two rooms, isn't it? It's got two stairs and you should go up.
That's right. Yeah, it's nice. Nothing. What? Go on.
Are you laughing?
No.
At my financial situation.
No, Alan. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind being a pound behind you. Yeah. You're joking. Oh, hello, Mr. New Glasses.
Well, I did treat myself to seeing.
Somebody.
Sorry. Oh, do you know what? I might give myself the gift of sight.
Somebody made £150 on their tour.
I know.
And tell you what...
And it was 2-for-1 where I go.
If his DVD sells, he's going to get some extra cloths to clean them with and everything. Maybe a little tin of that spray.
Or maybe a sachet, one of those sachets you get. I ate those on planes, don't you? Those lemon wipes. They're like
I quite like them.
Oh, no. You get them in your eyes.
Oh, those lemon wipes, I always think are just... I always wear them at KFC.
Yeah,
because that's the first time I used to ever see them. Because when you got a KFC, you got a wipe with it. You know that food is going to be greasy if they're going, here's your chicken, and by the way, here's a cloth to wipe your mouth and fingers afterwards.
So you don't leave with sticky fingers.
Well, anyway, look, let's do the news, and then we'll come back. I want to talk more about your tour. And Alan's tour is now on DVD, Spexy Beast.
That's right.
And I think you came in to talk about the tour, and now you're in after the tour, which is lovely.
This is true.
Yeah. Update.
Yes.
You know, the award-winning stand-up comedian Alan Carr, this was the long-awaited second.
I am award-winning. I've won awards.
I know you have.
I saw you pausing as you said that, as if that was like an error.
That's unfair. You know, I'm a big fan. I think you're very funny.
Yes, thank you.
You know, this DVD is filmed in front of a sold-out crowd of 13,000 fans at the MEN in Manchester.
It's a big venue.
Yeah. Well,
33 dates around the UK and Ireland, Alan.
That's amazing.
And this DVD sees Alan back on stage and follows on from where his debut best-selling DVD release, Tooth Fairy, left off. As far as I'm concerned.
That's your own... you're not reading that. That is your own personal opinion.
And the executive producers are Helen Parker, Addison Cresswell... you don't need to read all
them. No, you don't need to read all them. All the terms and conditions at the... Some of the jokes are purely fictitious.
You can't show it on an oil rig either, or in a prison.
No.
Or on a coach. What do you do on coach trip? How do they entertain themselves?
I've no
when you've
idea.
Got, like, Lizzie Cundy and
this is it. Well,
Ryan
they are
Mello.
The entertainment.
Well, look, let's do the news. Then we'll come back and talk. We haven't got time now. Stop talking about it.
Oh, okay. Isn't the news meant to be on now?
You're going
to
put it on now.
People are going to turn on and think I'm the news reader.
Oh, no, they won't.
Oh,
unfortunately, we need to swap.
Hey, in Afghanistan. But if you want me to sort your plumbing out, if you get nothing out of this interview today, Alan, I will personally sort out your plumbing problems. I will have you flowing like the Niagara Falls, my friend.
Oh, you'll have a man looking at your pipes by midday.
You'll be gushing.
Thank you.
By the time I've finished with you.
Time for the news.
You'll be having a shower and then having another one just because you can. Yeah? We'll all go around and... test your house. Don't know where I'm going with this. Let's end the jingle. Chris Miles Show. The Chris Miles Show. I'm going to fix Alan Carr's plumbing. BBC Radio
1. That's a good logo for a t-shirt.
I am going to do it.
I like that.
And then when I've done it, I want him to get me a t-shirt saying Chris Miles fixed my plumbing.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
This is good, this. I like helping out people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to be nice.
It's nice to... Yeah, it is. It's nice to be nice. Yeah. And then maybe he might invite me out for dinner to say thank you.
He might
And
do.
Actually tell me where he lives. That'd be the only thing about getting a plumber around. Can I have your address, Alan? I'd rather not.
Well, I'll have hot water, then. You can come around and have a strip wash.
Oh.
Not a proper shower, just a strip wash.
A strip wash?
You know what a strip wash is.
What?
We just like do it all in a sink, didn't you?
Right,
can't be bothered to go in the shower. I often have a strip wash.
Strip wash, you call it. You call it something else, Dave, don't you?
I call it a strip wash.
No, you don't, you liar. Anyway, right, let's get the news with Dominic. It's 8:34. What are we going to do? Play a couple of songs and then come back with Alan?
Yeah.
Alan, what are you doing for the rest of the day? You got a busy day today? You're doing it?
Busy day.
Is it busy? Do you know what you're doing today?
I've got like a list of things to do.
Right.
I've got to do a big shop.
Oh, have you? I could do that for you as well.
You are good.
I'm like an assistant.
You are, aren't you? You're like my PA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you get me some...
What would you like? Like, if I was your PA... What would you want me to call you?
Can
first
you go?
Do you like sir?
Yes, sir.
You don't find that too much, sir.
If you could have like a large badge with "Here to Help" on,
sure. But "Here to Help," Alan.
Yes,
because I'm only here for you.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
What would you like me to get for you today?
You could help me pack at the supermarket.
Would you like me to do all the shopping for you?
Yes,
so you don't have to.
And I have some hygiene things I need you to buy at the chemist. If
is
you
it your fungal
mind.
Foot powder, sir?
That's it. Yes, but you mustn't say it's for me. It's for a friend.
Right. It's for Jimmy Carr.
Mm. Yes, Jimmy Carr.
Right,
and something for my ringworm. And just say it's Jimmy Carr when you go in there.
Yes, sir.
Not Alan Carr. And if you could say it really loudly, that would be great.
Right, sir. I am waiting for the fungal foot powder for Jimmy Carr. Definitely not Alan. Right, I can do that for you, sir. And I'll sort out your plumbing.
Yes, please.
Yeah. And is there anything, would you like me to cook dinner for you tonight? Or would you like me
would
to arrange the table out?
Table out, please.
Yes, for just for one?
Just for one.
Well... Obviously, I assume that, sir. But I've done the shopping. Basically, it seems to be that, just to check the list, sir, it's a lot of microwavable meals for one. Is
that's
that right?
Yes, that's right, yes.
Right. And a crate of dog food.
That's it, yes.
For Bev.
For Bev.
Right.
I've got another one now, Joyce.
Oh, well, have I met Joyce?
No, Joyce. Joyce talks. Joyce talks.
Wasn't there a little one? Did I meet a little one on Chatty Man?
Yeah, you're scared of dogs.
I am scared of dogs.
Joyce was the little one that you were terrified
of. Your face lights up.
Were you scared of Joyce?
No, not so much.
Honestly,
but Bev.
Joyce is about as big as, well, what is it? Like a biscuit barrel.
It's like a designer handbag.
Yeah.
It's tiny.
Not anymore.
Well, really?
I can't believe you're scared of a red setter. They are the loveliest dogs that Bev, yeah.
Because she's too giddy. She jumps up, and that's what I don't like.
Dog, what do you want her to do?
Just
sit there, do a Sudoku.
They sit in a basket and shut up.
It's a dog. That's what they do. That's the fun of having a dog.
Alan, don't get me started. If you're asking me what it should do, it should be outside. And everyone knows that, apart from dog lovers. Fact.
Oh, you'd put my dog in a kennel.
Yeah. It should be in the house.
That's where they belong, naturally.
It's a dog.
Who rattled your cage?
I don't like them either.
You don't like... What if my Bev had an eye patch?
Oh.
Now you see, look at you, you're going, maybe Bev can lay in the bed.
Would you would you put an eye patch on Bev and put a picture on Twitter later?
Oh, I might.
Okay. Tina will lend you hers.
Yeah. Oh, no. Will Bev get the eye infection?
Yeah, she might.
No, I love my Bev. I don't want the RSPCA throwing a pot of red paint over me with a...
Right, I don't think they do.
I've got a job with eye patch on.
Woof, woof, war. Instead of going, he goes, arr.
I'm trying to think of like a pun for pieces of eight, what a dog would say. Pieces of
dog food.
No, it's not.
Pieces of pal.
Yeah.
We'll work it, we'll come back. Imagine we had proper... Professor Green and Read All About It on Radio 1. And speaking of reading, here is Alan Carr, ladies and gentlemen.
What a great link.
It's nice.
What were you doing?
Yeah,
why are you covering up that?
I can't even read.
No, my shoulder hurts.
What?
My shoulder hurts and I couldn't find anything to stretch it on. That's all it was, sorry.
Right.
Bit random.
That was weird.
Sorry.
What are you doing there? Yeah,
my shoulder's really hurting. That's all it was.
Oh.
And I needed to try.
What have you been doing? Swing ball?
Yeah, because it's 1976.
You can still get it.
It was way
you
more
can.
Exciting than that.
I hope Santa's listening. Mm. Swing ball. Do you reckon I'll get one free now I've mentioned it? You know what I got free through the
11.
Post, and obviously I know, Aled, you're not meant to, but there is a famous kebab shop in Ireland.
Yes, we know it.
Yes.
The one that sounds like magic.
Abracababra.
Oh, yeah. No, you meant to say that.
Well, you can say that. It's Ireland.
I mentioned it. I got a loyalty card.
Oh, what?
Complimentary kebabs. when you're in Ireland.
Well,
they're only in Ireland, I think, aren't they?
I'm not sure, but I think so. Mm. But Dave,
and do you know what it's got on the front?
What?
Donor card.
As in
Donna Kebab.
Ah, Donna Card.
Donna Card.
Ah, that's funny.
I hope people don't think it genuinely is a donor card and I have my organs whipped out.
Yeah. And replaced with a shish.
Exactly. Hey, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I'm thinking of having my organs.
You absolutely should.
Does any, can you...
Well, yours? God help anybody who ends up with your liver.
Oh my goodness. Charming.
Oh, really? Seriously?
My eyes are useless. What about my teeth?
You're like
someone gets my teeth.
You're like the Frankie Kokoza of comedy when it comes to booze.
You are! To the day or to the go now! Oh, that was awful, weren't it?
That was out of order. That was in tune. Come on, if you're going to do it properly.
To the day or to the go now!
Alan's DVD is called Spexy Beast. If you're looking for a cracking gift for Christmas, then why not? Choose any of the DVDs available.
Can you sound a bit more chirpy?
Well, no, I'm... What?
If you want to buy the DVD...
What's wrong with that?
Selling on a death wish. Spexy Beast in stores now.
Hang on a second.
Hilarious.
Right, hang on.
Complimentary kebab with every issue.
Want to laugh this Christmas? Then there's only one DVD to buy. The award-winning Alan Carr is once again live on stage. But you don't need to go to the theatre to watch him. You can just put in the DVD and watch from the comfort of your own sofa. Watch Alan walk on the stage left, walk to the right and stand in the middle as he fires loads of hilarious jokes right at you. You'll be guffawing and rolling in your own sofa with Alan Carr Spexy Beast Live. Out now.
That's what I was wanting.
Right, OK, well, there you go. Is that better?
That was amazing.
I'll lift that now and have a free voiceover.
Yeah.
See? I'll do that.
And you do get a complimentary kebab with every issue.
No, you don't.
No, that's not.
Don't say that, for God's sake.
Oh, I know. I'll get off.
Cost you a fortune.
Alan. I was very disappointed.
When I opened your DVD, there was not a shish kebab inside.
It'll be investigated by Offalcom.
Are you saying kebabs have offal in them?
No. Wow. Are you saying they don't?
Oh, dear. See you in the small claims court.
I think the kebab shop that I went to recently had raccoon in it. Mice.
I don't like that brown thing that whizzes round on the pole.
I beg your pardon?
Hang on. There's so many answers to that.
Wowzers. Aren't there?
No, like in a kebab shop. I'd rather them just cut it off before I go in there.
Right. Well, yeah.
You mean like the elephant's leg?
No, don't. No, that's not making... It is like an elephant's leg.
Do you have the salad on a kebab?
Well, you know, get one of your five a day.
Oh, and no, I drop it outside the door. Yeah. That's where it goes.
It goes straight into the gutter, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sometimes the lettuce is all brown, though, isn't it? It's been there all day.
The kebab shop in Leeds I used to go to, people thought there were two pillars outside the front door. It was just the two towers of salad-modded salad. Yeah. It's a lettuce.
Isn't it funny, people, they go, ugh, salad, and then they'll eat...
They'll eat the kebab with chilli sauce. And that's what I do. I'm bad. Let's go out.
And have a kebab.
Let's go out.
Let's go to Ireland. I know somewhere we can get free kebab.
Do you want to go to Ireland?
I like Ireland.
You and me in Dublin?
Oh.
It's got a mess written all over it, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd definitely have to take the Monday off, I think, if you did that.
I'd have to take the month off.
Yeah.
I love the Monday.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Let's pretend we're on a stag do. Let's pretend I'm getting married.
Okay.
Then we can wear the L plates and like the flashing horns.
We should invite people out and we should all wear T-shirts with a different letter on that spell your name, but we should be one letter short and say they couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Lancar! Lancar!
You could get some nice Alan T-shirts on with a big L for the L plate on. They'd be good.
That's
tour T-shirts.
A good idea,
big L, little A and N.
Yeah, Alan Lerner. Mm.
Make sure they don't spell it wrong, though.
Yeah, hardly a learner, let's be honest. No offence.
No. Oof.
Lord. What else is there that I wanted to talk to you about? There's lots of things.
Which one want to talk about? Chatty Man?
Chatty Man is great.
I mean, it's coming to an end now.
Is it back on Sunday?
Sunday.
I watched it last night. I watched the repeat of the Gaga. Yeah. How was Gaga? Because I've never met her.
She was great.
Yeah?
Absolutely great, but never switches off. You know, like when you get these stars turn up.
Like Keith Lemon?
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, he, you know, because then at the end of the interview, you expect like, oh, but he like never switches off.
No.
But Lady Gaga, you know, normally when the stars turn up, they're like wearing like a slanket or like a onesie, you know, and, like, no photos. And then she came out, she had like this neon hat on and like, she looked amazing. Then she had a costume change to walk up the stairs. Then she came out, honestly, there's about five different costume changes. But she was great. And we said, we do a cooking item with us. And she went, yeah, but she wanted to genuinely do the whole recipe. And there's only like a 5-minute slot. And people don't realise you get charged for the studio if you run over.
Oh, God, yeah.
So in my ear, they were saying, can you hurry Lady Gaga on? We're going to get... I'm like, come on, Gaga. She went, I want to make chicken alla milanese for my monsters. And I'm like, you do that. And then I can see them going, wind it up. But what can you say to Lady Gaga? She's the biggest star in the world. And I'm like, hurry up, Gaga.
She thought she tweeted that she had a good time with you and said you were very funny.
Oh, she was lovely. She's really nice. But but she wanted to make it. She loves her fans, doesn't she? She was making this chicken alla milanese. I was like, oh,
not breading her own fillet and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, breading her own fillet.
Alan's like that. Alan looks after his fans. After chatting, man, he'll take, you know, if anybody wants to go to the pub. I mean, he's in there anyway, but to be fair.
Yeah.
Actually, Alan goes up and sits in his dressing room. He's there to the next day.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm worried about rumours, yeah. Wow. Because, you know, they have cheap wine at these things.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, and I want to lose some weight, I'll have some vodka.
Oh.
They stick a whole bottle of vodka in my dressing room. I said, that's how rumours start. The cleaner's there, you know, going, oh, here we go. Alan needs some of his medicine. But no, people
say it's not a brand new bottle for every recording.
A brand new bottle.
Oh, that's a great thing to have on the ride. So we all know what your nearest and dearest are getting for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
If there's any left.
I'll take the fruit bowl as well.
Yeah. Alan also did Who Do You Think You Are as
well. Yes, he did.
Which is fascinating.
Really?
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
And you made me laugh because there were moments in it, because I did it as well, there were moments in it that you and I were thinking the same thing. And what you're thinking is, hang on. So, Auntie Maureen was married to Michael, and his mother was married to Charles. And Charles had other... hang on, I need to write this down. It was like information overload.
I know. And you had to, like, lay down in a darkened room just to see what's going on. But you know what I did in this library? They found this really old book with my relatives in about... in Dartford and all this thing. And I put the white gloves on. And, of course, you know, they come in for the... close up. I turned the page. I ripped right down the middle. And it was like caught on camera. And then you're like, I started like licking my fingers, patting the page down.
Oh no. Did they sellotape it back together again?
A bit of Pritt stick. But I felt really bad, but I was being so careful. And then they're like, right. And the camera, you know, came in, like, just turn the page and find your relative's name. Awful. I felt so bad.
Don't worry about it.
But did you find it was a lot of walking about, looking really whimsical and thinking about your dead relatives?
At one point they asked, we're in a hotel in Dublin, and they said, we need a shot of you looking pensive and thoughtful. So for your voice, you can be saying, I'm going to do this and do that. And they don't tell you what to say. Yeah. They just say... Well, we're gonna, when we interviewed you earlier, you said a really nice thing about, you know, the more I think about it, this, that, and the other. So I know it sounds weird, but we want a shot of you thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so they went, look, we haven't got time to do it. We didn't do it today, but if we bring the camera up from your man's room, from the cameraman's room, you've got a little balcony in your hotel.
Mm.
We'll set the camera up and you just lean on the balcony and look thoughtful and pensive. Yeah. But, you know, all right. Am I saying anything? No, you're literally just... And we'll film you for, like, 30 seconds of you just... Right, so they set the camera up and they go, OK, in your own time. So I'm leaning like this and I'm thinking... OK, I don't... If I think too much about it, it'll look weird. So I'm leaning and I'm thinking I'll ring my cousin Glenn because he's in Dublin. I'll go out for a few beers with him tonight.
Is that what you're thinking on the balcony? Yeah.
And it's a long day. You're filming all day. So I am tired. And I'm like, okay, I'll do this.
Think about what you're going to have for your tea.
Yeah, I'll get a quick room service. I'll order that. Jump in the shower. I'll be in the booze up at 8 with Glenn. That'll be fine. And there should be enough now, then, isn't it? Guys, is that enough? I don't want to... I'm trying not to move...
Because then it's ruined, isn't it? Yeah.
Is that enough, guys? Guys, can you hear me? Guys, can you hear me? Is that enough? Oh, you're not there, are you?
They you're left not you.
There. I turn around. They're all inside, right? Drinking beers out of my minibar.
No.
I'm there for about 2 minutes.
Gotcha.
Like an idiot. I've been crying my eyes out earlier about Auntie Pat and the 19 kids. And there they are, drinking my Budweisers. The little devils.
You know what? They gave me... They went, can you look through these photo albums whimsically, yeah? But they put me at Newport Pagnell Service Station with my... Looking out as the traffic going by. And I think if I really want to look at my photos, I don't go to sit outside a Little Chef with my albums. You do it in your kitchen table, don't you?
Yeah. Well, unless you live at Newport Pagnell Service.
Well, the way my plumbing is, I do.
Northbound.
Yeah.
Because it's only not southbound. So Chatty Man is back on Sunday. Who's on Sunday?
Lee Evans.
He's great.
He's so funny.
And he doesn't do interviews. He came with us. He was so nervous, but he was lovely.
Well, the first 5 minutes, I was starting getting the tick. You know, I was like, you know, but then once he calms down, it was great. But I mean, he's so nervous, but he's so funny. And One Direction.
Right.
Bear Grylls.
He's brilliant.
You love Bear Grylls, don't you?
Yeah, like him a lot.
He was really nice. And I've never met him before, and he was really nice.
He's amazing.
And he was that he showed me how I dressed up as in a onesie as a deer.
Oh, I love that.
And he stalked me.
A deer. Is this a fantasy?
Then did you then keep, he skinned did he, me did and you keep the ate onesie? My heart.
Did you keep the onesie?
Yeah, I love them. They're onesie, don't it? It's a bit snug.
You've got a deer onesie.
Yeah.
Has it got horns?
No, I had to bring my own antlers.
Oh, right.
What you had lying around in the bedroom?
Yeah.
From what I remember.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I was on my hands and knees.
Right.
And then he came up behind me and, like, stalked me and then showed me how to take a deer down.
Right, not for the first time, then. And you're like, God, I can't believe you're still doing that old routine. You did that years ago when I met you. The old hands and knees, yes. Send him a deer trick.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hello, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh,
is that a joke or are you just exasperated?
Oh, bless. Well, listen, lovely to see you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to come on.
Don't forget you got your big shop today.
Yeah. If you can help me with my plumbing and if you can get me on Celebrity Coach Trip,
done
Dave,
deal.
Wonderful.
Do you need anything from Allard?
No, he's done enough.
Right, okay. Oh.
You sort your shoulder out, love.
Thank you. It's still a bit stiff, but it'll be fine, I'm sure.
Well, I can definitely sort out your plumbing.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Mm. It's very kind of you.
And I'll speak to Brendan.
Hey, I'd love Alan to come on the coach trip.
Can you imagine if
he could sit on the back seat? I might even let him sit up front with me. Now then, should we do it?
Yeah, shall we go on?
Yeah, should we get a load of us? But I don't want to go.
Maybe they can drive us to Dublin.
Oh my God!
Celebrity coach trip, Dublin special.
That would be amazing.
Free kebabs.
Do you know what? That's two TV shows in 2 days we've come up with. Yesterday we came up with Allard is going to investigate jokes because he doesn't understand them.
Okay.
So we want him to interview.
Yeah,
he's going to follow Jimmy around and then we want him to interview comedians. But he's only allowed one or two questions and they'll be pretty much along the lines of, you do a joke called this. Why is that funny? I think that will be hilarious. I don't get it, Alan. I
spoke to BBC Three about it yesterday.
What makes you laugh? What makes you laugh?
I was going to say simple comedy, and you do make me laugh.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, here we go.
It's a compliment.
Backhanded insult.
But it's when they're overcomplicated.
Oh,
you know, you've got to think about this double meanings.
Oh, no. You just want to ooh, hello.
You want a bit of a, that's funny.
All slipped over and on a toilet duck and all that.
Oh,
lot.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Scream
ice cream? Why you got a toilet duck and ice cream? What's going on there? They messed up your internet shopping. It's just toilet duck and ice cream.
Who is it I was supposed to interview?
What?
Who am I supposed to be interviewing? It wasn't Jimmy, no.
Was it not?
Else.
Oh, Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. We think Allard and Frankie seen opposite at each other.
Oh, my God. It's like, is it one of those duos you get, those detectives? He talks dirty. The other ones, I don't know.
So Allard. The other one doesn't understand.
Like Rosemary and Thyme.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we've got... I love them too.
It'd be like Taggart and Jones, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So that's one TV show. And then the second TV show is me and Alan go to Dublin on The Lash.
Celebrity coach
trip. We get a lift with Brendan from coach trip. Mm. And then we go to a few pubs.
Ewan McGregor went round the world on a bike. Why are we going on like a coach to Dublin? We should stretch ourselves a bit.
What do you mean?
That Joanna Lumley, she went on a Greek odyssey. We're going on a coach to Ireland.
Well, that's all right. I like that.
Yeah, but we could maybe, like, milk it a bit. At least get a tan.
Well, we could start off slow.
Alan and Chris's... Alan and Chris's Caribbean.
Oh, well, that'll do.
Yes.
Caribbean coach trip.
Caribbean... No, I'm there. I am there.
I am not sitting on a bloody coach to the Caribbean. Good Lord.
They just drive you around Antigua or something.
Jeez, I'll be in the back of Terramira. I'll be camper than Christmas. Do you want a drink?
Here, get him a drink, Alan.
I'm like, oh, my God.
I'll have a lilt.
Because that's all they drink in the Caribbean.
Of course.
It's a totally tropical taste.
I've seen the advert.
Yeah. Here come the lilt, man. All right, well, there you go. So, unless we just do Alan and Chris's world pub crawl.
Yes.
Well, Watsis got away with it, didn't they? James May and Oz Clark did that programme where they went round in some open-top car with a caravan behind.
Oh, no.
And they just went round...
People guess... What about Dom Jolly when he went round the world tasting different alcohol?
I know.
Hello?
Yeah.
He stole my life.
And nobody so far is picking up on Chris Moyles' guide to first-class five-star air travel and holidays.
That was my idea.
No.
That was my idea.
Well, we're doing it together. We're flying to Mauritius. Alan is flying first class on Emirates, and Chris is flying first class on Virgin. They'll both meet up in a five-star hotel and discuss the benefits of flying
Asking
those
the question,
airlines.
Is first class really first class?
Sitting there with the world's most expensive mojito. Alan, what was your caviar like? My caviar was a little bit salty.
I'm happy to put a bit of jeopardy in there, and maybe my challenge could be how many first classes you can get upgraded to.
Yes! Let's start off in economy. Me and say using our star power.
Mm.
Hello, I'm Alan Carr. Would you like a signed DVD? Maybe you've seen me in Celebrity Coach Trip. I'm still in economy.
Oh no.
I'll have to wear the neck brace.
No, they could do something where you have to answer questions, and if you get them right, you get upgraded a class, and if you get that wrong, you go down a bit like Snakes and Ladders.
Hang on, 5 minutes ago, we were going to Dublin for a weekend on the booze, and now we're going to have to answer general knowledge questions to get a better seat on a plane.
Hey, you know what, as well? Speaking of questions...
Mm. Snakes and Ladders on a plane.
Oh, like Samuel L. Jackson.
Snakes and Ladders on a plane.
Snake out of a plane.
That's it. That's the programme. Write that down. That's ours.
With Samuel L. Jackson.
Snakes and Ladders on a plane.
Narrating it.
You answer questions, you get upgraded to different classes. You get them wrong, you get demoted.
It'd be like Hold Tight with Sue Robin. Oh, used to film at Alton Towers. Do you remember that, Alan?
No, I don't.
It was a massive game of Snakes and Ladders that you play at Alton Towers on CITV in the afternoons. Just me? Fine. Okay, I'll move on. What about Melanie Sykes?
She was on that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Right.
And I was a phone-a-friend.
Oh.
I was terrified. Because you have to stay by the
phone.
By the phone for like an hour. And she didn't ring me in the end, but it was terrifying.
Did she ring anyone?
No, she didn't get that far.
Oh, bless her.
I think it was the £100 question she messed up. Like, what is your name?
I was Richard...
No, I'm joking. She did ever so well.
I was Richard Madeley's phone-a-friend. When he
did he ring you?
Well, I was in the pub...
Right. No.
So I'd said, right. And the entire pub was prepped. So as soon as the phone rang, jukebox off, everything, everyone quiet.
Yeah.
And I was going to go, hello, it's Chris down here. And I go, hello, Chris. I'm going to put Richard on. You've got two possible options. One's right, one's wrong. Tick tock. And Richard go, hello. Welcome back. You know, I don't know. Nick Kershaw had a hit with what song? And I was just going to go, Nick Kershaw had a hit with what song? Wouldn't It Be Good or The Poem? Was it? Yeah? And we'd all worked it out. So the phone rings, and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Now, I didn't realise they can have up to three or four phone friends, right?
Yeah,
they can have
I didn't
a few.
Know.
Ring, ring, everybody! Lights up. It was almost like a TV show. Jukebox off, people stop still, people stop playing the fruit machine, dogs kind of paused mid-breath, and I'm like...
Darts mid-air.
Yeah. And I put my posh Chris Moyles radio voice and go, hello? And they go, Chris? Yeah. Yeah, hi, someone in the production office, Richard, he didn't need you. So thanks very much. Bye. Bye. cancelled, everyone. We were gutted.
You should have played along for the pub. You should have milked it and said that, you know, is this for 250,000 and whatever?
For £1 million.
Yeah, you should have said how.
Come up with the hardest question that I know no one would know the answer to.
But no, but was you the, oh, you're in a pub, but you know, when they said don't leave the phone, and of course, as soon as someone says that, I had like you psychological toilet. Yeah, you know, and I'm just sitting there.
They're my favourite band, by the way.
Psychological toilet.
I love them.
Got to respect what they're doing.
The second album was a bit ropey.
Yeah, it was, when they went down the pan after that.
Oh, dear.
Don't rub it in. You know I've got trouble with me plumbing.
No, I know. I'm sorry about that. Well, listen to that.
That is a dream. I'd love to hear that sound in my house.
Right, I'll send you a CD.
Well, yes, my neighbours think I still have a flushing toilet.
They're next door going, I haven't had that flush for a long time next door. The dirty boy.
He's been constipated for such a long time.
Well, have a lovely Christmas.
Oh, yeah, and you.
I hope the DVD does lots for you so we can afford a weekend in Dublin.
Well, yes.
Are we going to do this in the new year?
Yeah.
January, I'm rehabbing.
Yeah.
Detoxing. I've got to get that word right.
different things.
I've got to get that right.
I know. People talk.
So let's look at February.
February. And Dublin's lovely in February.
It's lovely all the time.
I know. But it's especially nice in February.
And I'll write this TV show up.
Yeah.
And
Is it Celebrity Caribbean Coach Trip?
Well, I can do that if you want.
I'd rather. No, let's do Ireland.
We'll do Dublin.
Ireland for the pilot. If people like it, then we'll say, I think we want to go to Antigua or St. Kitts.
Yeah. And we'll do that. Alan Carr and Chris
Give
Miles
us some options.
Antigua or St. Kitts.
Why don't we test the most luxurious romantic holiday destinations in the world, you and me?
It's like an Adam Sandler film. He's straight. He's gay. They'll never get on. What could go wrong?
But you know what? But we've got so much in common.
We have.
You know? It'd be.
Imagine the minibar. Yeah. Ouch. Imagine the bill.
Alan, what do you want to drink? I don't care. Something colourful. There's toilet duck and ice cream. I think Alan's been here. Right, look, I better play a record. Alan, lovely seeing you.
Thank you so much. Lovely. Have a lovely Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.